Tunisia over in North Africa also has a lot of recent experience with protests. That's where the Arab Spring revolution started. Tunisia is also unique among Arab nations when it comes to enshrining women's rights into law. For instance, abortion became legal there in 1973, the same year as here in the U.S. And just this past January, the country's new constitution officially mandated strict equality between men and women. But Tunisians say that in the private sphere, some traditions die hard, like the expectation that a bride be a virgin. Marine Olivesi has our story from Tunis.
It started like any teenage love story. Mariam met a boy at taekwondo practice. She was 16, red belt. He was 18, black belt. They started dating.
We go everywhere together. I trust him, he trusts me, and everything was okay.
They'd been together for 2 years, when last summer, Mariam was feeling pressured.
When a girl loves a boy and she trusts him, he will look for something, what he wants. All boys want sex here.
And so one day it happened, but it didn't take long for Mariam to regret it.
Here in Tunisia, our tradition, no guy will marry some girl that she's not virgin. So I didn't know what should I do. I was confused. I was so worried and lost. I don't sleep enough. I just was thinking about what happened. I thought that I made a big mistake, a huge mistake.
Seeing Mariam so distressed, her boyfriend came up with an idea. She could do a hymen reconstruction surgery, and she'd be like a virgin again. All it takes is a couple of hours at a clinic and $300. He even offered to pitch in. Mariam did the surgery in August, but rather than bring them together, she says he grew distant and uninterested. She broke up.
I wish that I never met him. I never loved him, and I wish that I will forget this moment, that bad moment, actually. It was a good moment, but it's life. It's happened, and we continue.
Mariam studies in Tunis, the capital. Like many women here, she wears eyeliner, lipstick, no headscarf. She says her parents are quite liberal. In fact, Mariam even told her mother about it. And she also helped come up with the money for the surgery. While she was understanding, Mariam says her mother was still mad at her for losing her virginity. Nadra Ben Smail is a psychoanalyst. She says female virginity is still seen as a holy grail by most Tunisians, whatever their social background, gender, or education. She wrote a book 2 years ago about the re-virgination trend in Tunisia and questioned hundreds of women. 3 out of 4 told her they had done or would consider doing the surgery, which essentially closes the hymen. Ben Smail says the lifestyle here has changed dramatically, and that's created a paradox in Tunisian society.
More women now study well into their 20s. They start working and only get married on average at age 30. But before that, of course, they'll fall in love, they'll experience things. And yet, they're still stuck in a conservative culture rooted in Islam that requires them to be a virgin when they marry. That's created an identity and social crisis in our society. And so medicine has provided a fix.
In the Tunisian dialect of Arabic, a girl who's lost her virginity is said to be broken. Dr. Kamel Monsef says he repairs up to 100 women a year, a clear upswing since he started working 20 years ago. And with the number of weddings soaring in the spring and summer in Tunisia, now is when most of the women show up at his practice.
En privé, généralement, on le fait quand il y a peu de monde.
We make the appointments during down hours, when there are few people at the clinic. Otherwise, they come in with glasses, a hijab, so nobody can recognize them. They're just a silhouette. And usually, I never see them again. They try to avoid the gynecologist who did this procedure. For them, I'm a reminder of their past, and they want to forget about it.
But if women want to forget, he says, men are in denial. On a Sunday afternoon, I go out and ask guys clustering at a sidewalk cafe for their take on the whole thing. Unlike most women, they're not shy about sharing their bedtime adventures.
He says that just last night he had sex with a girl, and it's over 10. Way over 10 girls. Sexual partnership.
Saif, 23, is an off-duty police officer. And in my translator's own words, un beau gosse. his heart.
But he said if he's going to be engaged with a woman, he wants her to be clean, as he put it like that. Never touched by a guy, never had any contact with a guy, you know?
The women I've talked to say that's the problem. To this day, men think of women as two groups, the ones they sleep with and the ones they marry. But with so many women resorting to surgery, what they don't realize is they're often one and the same. Like other men I questioned, Saif says he will know the difference between a real and a fake virgin, though he admits he's never slept with a girl who's done the surgery, so he can't know for sure, and he hopes he'll never have to find out.
He's against this surgery. He's not okay with a woman who cheats on him, or she's insane, not saying the truth since the beginning.
Telling the truth or not, that's the dilemma Mariam faces now. She has a new boyfriend, but still hasn't decided whether and how to tell him. She's afraid that might end their relationship. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi in Tunis.